877.
We're back here at Chippensburg University. The Rock leading 7-6 at halftime. We're a couple of minutes away from the kickoff. And Glenn Thompson has some scores from around the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference.
Yeah, right now in the fourth quarter, Kutztown leading California 34-24. Clarion on top of Lockhaven 36-14. That game also in the fourth quarter. Mercyhurst playing Tiffin right now, trailing 24-17 in the fourth quarter. Westchester up big over Gannon 31-7 in the third quarter. And then you'll have Edinburgh and Bloomsburg just kicking off a little bit ago. So looking for an update on that one soon.
Well, here as the Rock returns to the second half against the Red Raiders, it was a messy first half, no doubt. The rain quit before the game kicked off and began to sprinkle toward the late end of the first half, but you've had two interceptions and two fumbles by each side. Slippery Rock's Jake Chapla, Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference Western Division Player of the Week last week, has missed two field goals, and the Red Raiders have missed an extra point, thus the 7-6 score. The Rock offense has yet to score. It was a Tristan McDonald 97-yard fumble return that put the Rock on the board, and a couple impressive drives by Shippensburg, one resulting in a score, the other two being thwarted by turnovers. This will be an interesting second half to see how we respond. We do have some developing news here for the Rock football team. Andrew Kester, the quarterback, took a bump on the knee early in the first half, well, midway through that second quarter, actually, and it appears he is not going to return. We saw him come out of the locker room. He's got his knee wrapped right now. So we'll see. That means Taylor King would come in, and there was a pretty good battle in camp between those two sides. So yep. I think that the coaching staff is comfortable with what Taylor King brings. He's more of a drop-back quarterback, though, than what Andrew Kester is, who can scramble. Also, Wes Hills, we saw him take that hit up high early in the first quarter, and he did not return, and I've not seen Wes stretching here, so we'll see. If he's, in fact, he's coming out of the locker room right now, and he's not carrying his helmet. So that's not good news for the Rock. Although Chakar Berry has been rather impressive in his replacement so far. Chakar, 9 carries, 42 yards. I mean, he's had a long of 11. He's averaging better than 4 yards. He's looked like, you know, he's ready to step in.
You know, that's the thing. As a college running back, you know, you're going to have your big pop plays. That's going to happen. But I'm more looking for consistency. And you know, looking there at Chakar Berry at 4.7 yards per carry, man, I'll take that. I'll take that all 60 minutes. If you can rip off nearly 5 yards per carry whenever you're touching the ball, you're going to do some great things to help your offense out moving the ball down the field.
Well, the Rock is going to have to kick off. They had the ball first today. It'll be Shippensburg receiving, Jake Chapla with the kickoff. And so they'll have to go with a couple of without a couple of big weapons, in particular their running back, Wes Hills, who was brought in and had high regard, but also carried with him the inability to stay on the field when he was with the University of Delaware as well. So we'll see. Hopefully he can return sooner than later. Maybe it's a minor injury, but definitely dealing with a shoulder problem. Here is Wes Hills. And, well, it's just time for other guys to step up. I mean, this is a game of attrition, as we all know, and it's difficult to stay healthy for an entire season.
Yeah, I mean, it's a grind, man. And you know, the thing is that it's not like the injuries wait for you. You know, it's only the second week, and you're going to have your bumps and bruises.
Here's Jake Chapla's kick, and much like he did last week, he kicked three back for a touchback. This one's going to go back for a touchback as Lomani and Franklin were back deep, but they can't get to it, and it's a touchback.
And, you know, I kind of noticed it here at halftime, too, Bob. The wind picked up a little bit here late in that second quarter into halftime, and there's a nice little stiff breeze coming across the field. You can see the flags on the goalposts kind of perpendicular with the field, or parallel with the field, excuse me. And, yeah, it's you know, the wind's going to play a factor here in the second half, because I do think, you know, based on that direction, I think we got some more weather coming in here as I kind of look over into the horizon. So weather going to be more of a factor here in the second half.
Lomani and Musina come out in the backfield. They all split receivers wide each side as Shippensburg begins the first drive of the second half, trailing by one. Musina will be in the shotgun. Lomani the sidecar, and he play fakes. Throws it downfield over the head of everybody, and it's incomplete. And, again, a little miscommunication. You had Winston Edwards, or Eubanks, I mean, who's that vaunted wide receiver for Shippensburg. He's been quiet in that first half. But he was kind of tailing into the middle of the field and the ball thrown outside.
Miscommunication by the Shippensburg offensive line as Tristan McDonald came free, and he plastered Musina as he threw that ball. So nice little welcome to the second half with a nice big jarring hit on your first snap.
Well, here we go, second down and 10. Now Lomani will dot the I behind Musina. And it's a play fake again. And he throws across the middle, knocked down, almost a one-handed pickoff by the Rock's Kyle Hall, who was our profile at halftime and already has an interception today. He almost got number two.
Yeah. And just a terrific read by Kyle Hall. And there we saw it. I talked about it in the second quarter there, Bob. Maybe you got to have one of your safeties play a little bit more center field here in the second half because of how much they've been attacking down the middle. So nice job by Kyle Hall staying home right there in the center of the field, reading that the quarterback's eyes and knocking that one away.
Josh Konterik was the intended receiver, but the ball never got to him thanks to Kyle Hall. Number seven, third and ten. Messina drops back, throws across the middle, hits his man, but it's going to be short of the first down and very promptly taken to the ground was the tight end. That's Shea O'Donnell. That's his third catch of the day, but it doesn't go anywhere near the first down marker. It'll be a fourth and long four, so it will be a punting situation. Good work by the Rock defense.
Nice job by Tim Vernick there at the middle linebacker spot of just playing his coverage on that tight end man-to-man, and as soon as he makes a catch, just finishing off the tackle. Really good form tackle, putting him in and keeping him from getting the first down.
Eric Glover-Williams stands as the return man for the Rock at his own 40. Here's the boot by Shank, and it's right at Glover-Williams, and he's going to get away from it, and it takes a good kick for Shippensburg. Good work there by Glover-Williams to call that one off right away.
Yeah.
And the ball rolls inside the 25 down to about the 21-yard line where the Rock will take over.
Yeah, those low sidewinder-type punts are just really hard to get a read on as a return man, so... You know, nice job by Williams early on in that kick of just waving it off and saying, you know what, I'm not going to mess around with this. It's too dangerous. Just let it bounce. And, I mean, you know, you're still beyond the 20 at the 21, so not terrible starting field position for the Rock offense.
And let's see who comes out. Yep, it's going to be Taylor King, number 10.
I keep wanting to say Don King.
Don King. Yeah, we're used to Don King here at the Rock, aren't we? This is a sophomore who transferred in from Butte College, and he's a big kid, 6'4". 230-pounder originally from Tampa, Florida, and it'll be our first opportunity to see Taylor. He is a big guy. He's a drop-back kind of quarterback. And it will be Chakar Berry in the backfield behind him, and it'll be a handoff. King, and it's a flicker. He pitches it back. King's going to have to roll out, and he's going to be tackled at the 10-yard line. And good work there by Shippensburg, not to be fooled on that play. And coming up big for Shippensburg was Eric Dzinski, the defensive back. He went in and tackled King at the 10-yard line.
Going for the surprise factor there because, obviously, you know, a new quarterback into the game, Shippensburg defensively is not expecting a flea flicker. So the Rock offense trying to get a little tricky there, but just great pressure by, again, that front four of the Shippensburg defensive line.
So King hands it off to Berry. Berry pitches it back to King, and King is tackled at the 10-yard line for an 11-yard loss. Here's King now, drops back, throws inside. Henry Lindwin, he's got a catch across the 20 to the 23-yard line, and that'll be a gain of 13. Gets some of that lost yardage back. It'll be third down.
Yeah, really nice job of getting some yardage there on second down and trying to set something up that's a little bit more manageable. I mean, third and seven is not ideal. Third and eight against this front seven for Shippensburg because they've really put some pressure on the quarterback today. But still, to be able to rip off 12 yards there on a second and 20 puts you in a much more favorable spot.
So some quick work here for Taylor King in his debut. Third down and eight. Here he comes, drops back, and he's going to be sacked. Drop back inside the 15. And number 47, that is Dakota Thompson, defensive lineman, is in on the sack for the Red Raiders. It'll be a punting situation.
Yeah, Thompson was really one of the guys that was causing a lot of havoc there late in that second quarter. So it might be time offensively for Slippery Rock to maybe chip a little bit with a running back, put a tight end in on that side, just help out on that side of the line of scrimmage because he has been a wrecking ball through the last 10 minutes of game time here. So got to do something to try to help out your tackle on that side.
So Jake Chaplin will be in to punt. Back deep is Josh Gunterik standing at his 40. High kick, and this one's going to be a fair catch at the 43-yard line for Gunterik, and the Red Raiders are going to start out with great field position. And, you know, that's the danger now. Your whole schematic offensively changes with the quarterback change and almost aids the Red Raiders with the pressure they like to bring because you had a guy back there with Andrew Kester who was able to scramble out of those kind of situations. He's more mobile. Now you're going to a Taylor King who doesn't appear to be quite the scrambler.
Yeah, I think you almost got to tailor the, no pun intended, the offense more quick screens, slants, out patterns, you know, get King, allow him to kind of settle into this game with some quick, easy throws.
Here's Mussini, drops back, and throws a long one downfield, and it's caught by number 13, Winston Eubanks. We talked about how good he is, and there was great coverage on the play. He simply just made the catch over Tyree Spearman, who got turned around at the last moment.
Yep, yeah, got turned around and just couldn't locate the ball. I mean, it went right by his shoulder, so if he could have found it, he had an easy chance to knock it away, but just got turned around a little bit trying to chase downfield.
And it's down to the 26 of the Rock. Here's Mussina now. He's going to throw for the end zone on the far side, and it's knocked away this time by the Rock.
And it's Tyree Spearman over there.
Spearman on that play knocks it away. The previous play, by the way, to Eubanks went for 32.
Yeah, great job by Spearman on the coverage on that side of the field. Really just kind of leaning his back into the wide receiver. That way you can kind of body up on him, keep tabs on where he is, and then locating the ball, getting the left hand up there and swatting it away.
Eubanks is the real deal, no doubt about it. So it'll be a second down and 10 now for the Red Raiders as they bring Sean Judge in at running back. Here's Mussina, drops back. He's looking for Judge, and out of his hands, and here comes a flag. They're going to maybe get Brad Zaffram, who was on the coverage, with maybe a little bit of a push.
They're just a little early. I mean, I don't think it was early enough to warrant a penalty, but obviously the officials disagree, and they're going to give the pass interference and first down to Shippensburg, who, by the way, has just completely abandoned the run game. I mean, when's the last time we saw Shippensburg actually try to run the football? Now they're putting this entire game on Mussina's shoulders.
Full wholesale package.
But now here comes 15 into the game, Yockum. So, you know, if you're the linebackers, especially on this play for Slippery Rock, be wary of the quarterback run. I mean, that's why they bring him in. So cheat the line of scrimmage a little bit and be disruptive.
Bring two tight ends and Chase Yockum in at quarterback. And the Rock,
timeout. Yeah, there's, again, when you see him back there, you got to get your personnel. You need more speed personnel on the field to be able to close in on that quarterback run, and just unable to do so. So they had to waste the time out there and make sure they had the right personnel on.
So we've got a timeout on the field. 7-6 the score at the 11:15 mark of this third quarter. Again, if you're just tuning back in after halftime, the Rock leading 7-6, but they have lost their two biggest weapons in the backfield, and that's Andrew Kester, who has suffered a knee injury and a shoulder injury for running back Wes Hills. So they are out of the game at this time, being replaced by quarterback Taylor King. Jakar Berry has been in the backfield. We've also seen Brandon Fufton in there as well so far for the Rock.
Yeah, going back to that last play, too, where the pass interference call against Zaffram, I mean, boy, it was a bang-bang. And, I don't think if they throw the penalty, I don't think it's the wrong call. If they don't throw the penalty, I don't think that's the wrong call either. Like, it was that close. So, it just didn't work out in the Slippery Rock's favor. But still, I think, really nice job by Zaffram of closing in on that receiver and swatting that one away.
The Rock has been penalized so far 5 times for 65 yards, 4 for 52 for the Red Raiders. Here's the snap now, and it's a handoff. No, it's a keeper by Yockum. And he goes right up the gut inside the 10 down to the 9.
And again, I mean, like, Bob, we're standing up here in the booth. You know that's happening. Like, they're not bringing this kid in to throw the football.
It'll be second down and second down and long 7, maybe 8. Here comes the Rock showing pressure. Yockum again, and this time he's going to be sacked in the backfield as he tried to run up the middle and is brought back across the 10 to the 11-yard line.
Yeah, doing that little zone read, and he has yet to give it up to the running back. He's kept it both times, and now he's going to come off the field, and they're going to bring Mussina back on for this third down.
It'll be a third down and long now, make it a full 10. With the 2-yard loss. So they gain 3, lose 2, and they actually must have gained 2 prior to that, so we'll give them 2 and it'll even out.
And remember whenever that whole Wildcat thing came out, with Miami Dolphins? That's a hybrid of it right there all these years later.
Judge remains in the backfield, double receivers up top. It's third down, and it is a handoff to Judge, and he goes into the pile across the 10 down to the 9-8. And stop there, and it'll be fourth down.
A run on third and long almost makes me feel like they were going for it on fourth down no matter what. I don't think they're planning on kicking a field goal here.
And they're bringing in the tight end package again.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's third and long, and they run the ball up the gut. Well, they are going to
They're going to bring in late. They're bringing the kicker on.
Boy, that's an interesting play call for third down.
And this is not Shank. This is Jeremias Medici. He's listed as a punter running back. He's going to try the field goal here from 25 yards, and we've got movement up front.
Who's it going to be?
And if this is against the Rock, it's really going to make it a chip shot. It won't be enough for
a first down, no, but enough to maybe make him think about it, going for it on fourth down.
Let's see what the call is. There was a lot of movement up front. Let's hope that it's against the Red Raiders if you're a Rock fan. But it doesn't look like it is. We'll see. And a lot of discussion, but it's taking a lot of time to make the penalty calls here. It is offsides against the Rock. And that's going to make half the distance to the goal. Still fourth down. Jeff Marks on the defensive line jumped.
Do they go for it now?
I mean, no, they're still lining up.
Move it inside the five.
Yeah. You would need 3 yards yet for the field, for the first down. They're going to still kick it. It'll just make it a little closer to a 20-yard attempt now.
Be careful of the hard count again. They might try to buy another one.
Here comes the attempt. There's the snap. Here's the kick. And it's blocked. Second time today we've blocked a kick. And this time it's going to be down by the Rock.
At the 1 yard line, though. The thing never made it into the end zone. So it's going to be down right there. But, yeah, second time today you have Slippery Rock with a blocked field goal attempt. And they hold on to this one-point lead.
7-6 remains the score.
Look at Coach Lutz out there.
At the 9:05 mark of the third quarter. And Coach Lutz standing at the 20-yard line barking about something. And not sure. There is a discussion here.
Oh, they're saying Shippensburg football?
So the Rock blocked it and the Red Raiders recovered is what they're saying? It looked like a Rock guy jumped on it on the 1 yard line, but that's why I wasn't worried about anything. Well, the offense of Shippensburg is coming back on field. I've never seen this before, and Coach Lutz wants an explanation. So they've given the ball to the Red Raiders after a blocked field goal attempt. I don't understand this.
Yeah, I don't know what the call is.
I don't know how you
can
have a blocked field goal and get the ball back.
Well, if it touched a Slippery Rock player and
then it
was
a fumble.
And then recovered by Shippensburg, I think it becomes Shippensburg possession.
But you've already cut. Boy. Why would you even go near the ball?
I didn't see a Slippery Rock player touch it though. I think that's what Coach Lutz is questioning, is because it looked like the ball hit the turf and then the Shippensburg player just dove on it. So, you know, I don't know.
Interesting. Never quite seen this before, and there's some upset coaches from the Slippery Rock University because now they have given the ball back to the Red Raiders. So the Rock blocks a 20-yard field goal, the second blocked field goal of the day, but it goes to aid the Red Raiders, who now will take over first and goal at the 1 yard line.
Wow. Wow, that's huge. I mean, that's just.
And it's Mussina in the backfield, and he's going to hand it off, and it's going to be a touchdown. No, he got. Yep, now they rave it in.
Wow.
What a change of events for the Rock, and taking it into the end zone was running back Luke Durkin. Takes it in from 1 yard out, so instead of a blocked field goal, it results in a Raiders touchdown.
And again, I mean, we have no means of seeing a replay here or anything on that blocked field goal attempt, so I would love to try to find out some type of explanation as to why it was Shippensburg ball after that, but we'll see. I mean, at this point now, though, it doesn't matter. All you can do is keep playing, and now you're facing a deficit.
Now they'll try. Actually, it looks like they're going to go for two here from the looks of things as they missed an extra point. They've had trouble kicking the ball, no doubt. Chase Yoakum comes in under center, and they're going to go for two. Man in motion for the Red Raiders, and it's a pitch play. Now it's a flea flicker, and they're going to turn around, and it's Eubanks, and he's going to try to throw it to his quarterback, who is knocked out of bounds as the ball comes his way, and it's incomplete. So they do a little trickery there, pitch the ball to Eubanks. He tries to throw it back to the quarterback, a la the Philadelphia,
Philly, right?
And it didn't work. So the extra point does not happen, and it's a 12 7 game now in favor of Shippensburg. We're back with the kickoff after a 30-second timeout here on Rock Football, the Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
You take pride in your business, but sometimes it requires some help to keep it going and growing.
I've never, ever
at Next Tier Bank, you'll find the guidance and expertise you need. In fact, we offer everything from business checking to creative lending solutions to insurance. Simply put, Next Tier Bank is everything you want in a financial partner. And it's the way we've been doing things for generations.
Okay,
it's your future.
Even though they kick it, I guess it's just an odd rule.
Welcome to Next Tier. NextTierBank.com, 800-262-1088, member FDIC.
I mean, if, you know, it should
be. Hi, this is Tavares Sample, safety, Slippery Rock University, and you're tuned in 97.7 for Rock Football.
So our analysis here might be, thanks to Justin Glegola back at the studio as we talked in the break, there's a possibility, and we don't know. We don't have the explanation. We don't have replay up here. But the ball was blocked when it was kicked by the Rock. The Shippensburg are trying a 20-yard field goal. The Rock blocks it, but the ball then falls inside the one-yard line, and Shippensburg recovered it. That may have given them a first down as a result.
NCAA rule states that an attempt that is blocked that crosses the line of scrimmage can only be advanced by the defense unless the defense first touches the ball and subsequently fumbles.
So, and your guess was right then. The Rock had to have touched it. Here's the kickoff, and we're down 12-7 right now, and this is Jermaine Wynn, who takes it at his 12. He's across the 15-20, looks for a block, gets it. 25-30, goes out of bounds at the 36-yard line. Good return by number 9, Jermaine Wynn.
Well, I mean, what do they say? No use crying over spilled milk? I mean,
it's over now.
Yeah. Got to get some points on the board now. He's got to move on from it, get out here, get a good offensive drive going. You got great field position starting at your own 35 here. Show some confidence here in Taylor King coming in as your quarterback and move this ball downfield.
So Taylor King will bring his staff of 11 players onto the field, 10 others with him. Chakar Berry will be his sidecar left. First and 10 Rock at their own 35. They trail by 5 here in the third quarter. High snap, pulled down, King handoff. Berry runs to the outside, avoids a tackle, pushes off of a defender, and goes out of bounds. Just shy of the 40 to the 39, and that'll be a gain of 4.
And really, I mean, just trying to run away from Dakota Thompson's side of the line on that run there because he has been the disruptor here in this third quarter for that Shippensburg defense.
It is impressive how quick these up front linemen are for Shippensburg. Yeah. They've got some speed in addition to size. Second down and 7. King drops back, throws. Inside, has his man. Is that Carnell Hartley up top? And he's got the first down. If it is, no, that is Austin Scott with the grab.
Are they not giving it to him? Okay, yeah, they are.
Right at the line, first down, 45-yard line.
Because that's a really nice job of running your route right where it needs to be by Carnell Hartley, coming right across the line there to get the first down yardage. Good field awareness.
6 yards for number 6. First and 10 Rock. Good throw from Taylor King. High snap again. Now here's a handoff, and this one's going to be blown up for no gain as Berry is dropped. And that just that high snap delayed it for a split second enough that he didn't get positive yardage.
Yeah, so much of that zone read offense is relying on timing. And whenever the snap comes in high and throws off the timing, then the rest of the play suffers.
Austin Wade is the new center for the Rock this year, and we've seen a number of high snaps so far today. And it just has disrupted enough that it delays that play and what has happened. They've actually had a busted play as a result of it. Third down. Or second down, I'm sorry, in 10. And now here is a sack for the Red Raiders as they come up quick in the backfield. And making that one was Josh Lister.
It's like he wasn't even blocked, Bob. I mean, he was free into the backfield before the ball got back to King. So, I mean, that interior offensive line's got to do a better job of clogging him up and giving some time to the quarterback. There's nothing Taylor King can do in that situation. I mean, the pressure was on him right as the snap was getting to him, and it's just hard as a quarterback to make something happen from there.
Well, here we go. Third down and 10, or third down and 15 now after the play. And here's a pass on the outside. Is it pulled in by the Rock? Yes. First down, if they give it to him, two men went up and came down with it together. Austin Scott battling for it. He's got the play.
Wow.
And it looks like he's going to get the first down.
That's Taylor King just bailing out and trying to throw up a prayer. And, Austin Scott answered it, so nice job by Scott climbing over that defender, making the catch. Really strong hands.
Derek Danuski was the defender, and Scott comes down with it for the first down into Red Raider territory. First down now, Taylor King drops back, he pumps, he wants Carnell Harley, who goes up and comes down with it, and a flag comes in at the same time, but it's inside the 5-yard line. Another big catch by number 23, Carnell Harley.
Fantastic job by Scott and Harley on these last two plays of high pointing the football right over top of the defender and coming down with it.
Wow, what a play. That one's going to go for 38.
They might be calling targeting here on number four. The way he's reacting,
he is an upset young man
upset
right now.
That's
Dennis Robinson, a defensive back.
The flag came in right as Harley came to the ground making the catch. And I mean, he came across the field from the middle and, you know, put a little extra hit on. I didn't think it was anything overly malicious, but
let's listen in.
After the play, personal foul, leading with the crown of your helmet to a defensive receiver, targeting by rule number four, has disqualified himself.
Wow. And you can see why the dejected number four, Dennis Robinson, is really upset on that play. Amazingly, Carnell Harley battling two other guys for that ball. Truly an amazing effort, and it gives the Rock first and goal. Carnell Harley, what a day he's having.
And, I mean, Bob, I don't know, man. I mean, I didn't think anything looked all that bad on that play. You know, I feel for the kid. He's a competitor. He wants to play football. He's out there, you know, giving it his all, and that's just that's a tough call, a tough pill to swallow for a safety just trying to make a good hit.
Well, it benefits the Rock. They've got first and goal as Jakar Berry will sit next to Taylor King at quarterback, and he takes it to the high snap and runs it in for a touchdown. Slippery Rock touchdown 2 yards out, and the Rock has retaken the lead here. By one, 13-12 with the extra point try to come.
What a response, Bob. I mean, you come out here, and after Shippensburg moves right down the field and punches that one in, gets a lucky break call, and you respond with a couple of big throws. Taylor King throwing it out there, and I mean, great job of just answering back with a touchdown of your own.
That was a 39-yard pass play, by the way. That now gives Carnell Harley six catches, 106 yards on the day. He has really stepped up his game so far this year. And here comes the extra point try. It is up and good from Jake Chapla, and we've retaken the lead by two now. It is a 14-12 game. The Rock in the lead here over Shippensburg.
The only thing I would say, and I mean, I don't know, do you go for two there? You know, the extra point, what's the difference between being up one or two?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, maybe a little early for that, do you think?
I don't know. I think you go for two to try to make it that full three-point lead, give yourself that field goal cushion. I mean, we'll see. There's still plenty of football to be played. But
yeah, just because you have a new quarterback, you know, maybe some of the,
right.
the thought process there.
I get it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens down the road now. Hopefully we don't need to worry about that.
That's
but,
right.
With the way the Red Raiders offense has looked, I think we might be worrying a little bit about it here today. It's been a good game so far. We thought it would be a lot higher scoring, but these two defenses have been battling back and forth, and some turnovers have aided both teams to keep the other team off the board for sure. But the Rock has retaken the lead here. 6:22 mark of the third quarter, and the Rock will kick it off now.
Yeah,
back to the Red Raiders.
We came into this game expecting big plays on offense, and all the big plays have been by the defensive units. So it's been a fun game. I mean, hey, this is 2-point difference halfway through the third quarter. Great game.
So back deep for Ship is Marcus Lomany on the near side. And it's Franklin on the right side. And here comes the kick, and it's coming to Lomany right at his goal line. He's going to bring it out. Across the 5, 10, 15, 20, hit, dropped at the 22. First and 10 in favor of the Red Raiders at the 6:14 mark now of the third quarter. The Rock up 14-12.
And I think, Bob, this game is such a testament to how tough the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference is. These two teams haven't played each other in 5 years, and yet they're playing like this is IUP Slippery Rock out here. You know, like the intensity in this game has been terrific. It's been fun to watch.
Well, it's two of the greats from each side, and these teams, I think, have that respect for each other. If, you know, this is playoff caliber football right here. Lomani stays in the game. He takes the handoff from Messina, goes into the pile, spins around as he's brought to the ground, and waiting in the tackle form was Tristan McDonald with a good tackle that time. He picks up a yard.
Yeah, Tristan McDonald does a really nice job as a defensive end of coming down the line of scrimmage and making these tackles from behind the running back. So, you know, just doing a great job of reading where the blocking's going and getting down the line of scrimmage and wrapping up for a sure tackle.
Second and nine. You see it in the shotgun, sidecar to the left. Drops back, has a lot of time, and it is picked and almost picked off, knocked away by the Rock.
So here's what Messina floated that one a little bit, and a great job by Spearman of getting that little extra burst of speed right before the ball gets there, get himself in front of the wide receiver and knock that one away. If Messina delivers a fastball on that one, there's no way Spearman gets there, but floated it a little bit too much and a great athletic play.
It was Winston Eubanks, the intended receiver, and Spearman had the good coverage. So incomplete third down. Third down and nine. They're going to empty the backfield now and double up. Top and bottom here. We've got tight ends stacked as well. In the shotgun alone is Messina. Here comes pressure. Dumps it off. It's caught, but nowhere near the first down marker. And that's to Lomani out of the slot position. So the Rock forces a three and out.
Boy, I mean, listen, Messina has played a really great football game, made some really good throws, but that's three or four times today where he has thrown well short of the first down yardage on a third and long. And I mean, come on, man, give your offense a chance, you know?
Yeah, well, Shank will punt it. Back to the Rock. It's Glover Williams standing at his 42-yard line. Last time out, he had to wave everybody off. Let's see what happens with this kick. And this one's going to come right at him. He's going to have a chance to return it. Now he's going to have to back off again, and he will do so as wisely as the ball takes a big Shippensburg bounce. It kicked away from him, and he just couldn't get there fast enough to get his hands on it. Smartly backed away. Ball kicks down to the 22-yard line, and that's where the Rock offense will come back out. Last time hitting pay dirt. Let's see what happens this time around.
And again, into the wind a little bit, so the ball just kind of hangs up a little bit, and it's just, that's a tough return. So I think he's made the right decision these past two times to just let the ball bounce and be downed by the Shippensburg coverage team.
And here comes Taylor King leading the Rock offense onto the field. Again, Andrew Kester leaving the game with a knee injury today. Jakar Berry in the backfield for the Rock, and he's replacing Wes Hills, who also left because of injury today. Double receivers up top for the Rock. King hands it off. Now he play actions, and he's got Henry Litwin across the middle. First down across the 45. Boy, Henry Litwin is really showing some stuff so far this year.
Great slant pattern, really nicely run route, and then Taylor King just delivers a bullet right into Litwin's stomach. I mean, just great chemistry between wide receiver and quarterback on that play.
19-yard grab for Henry Litwin. Taylor King again, high snap, pulls it down. No, he play actions again, and it's knocked away. Oh, the linebacker in the middle there, number 50, I believe that was Jared Smith, almost pulled that down for an interception as Taylor tried to do a quick hitter across the middle, and
they were running,
didn't see the linebacker.
Same route combination, just on the opposite side of the field. This time they were going for Dakota Clannigan, and just like you said, nice job by the lineman or the linebacker getting his hands up and knocking that one away.
Taylor King quickly here, 5 of 7 for 101 yards in the relief of Andrew Kester. So here we go, second and 10 after the incompletion. And he'll go play action again, and this time it's knocked down again. And that one knocked down by John Durkin, the defensive lineman. So back-to-back incompletions with the Red Raiders getting their hands on Taylor King throws.
The problem with these last couple is that the pressure has been coming so quickly at King that he's kind of, you know, he's retreating, throwing off the back foot, kind of throwing sidearm a little bit. This offensive line needs to hold strong to allow Taylor King to step into these throws and deliver over the top.
Litwin on the near side. Trip receivers up top for Taylor King on third down. Here comes the play again. Now he dumps it off. Jakar Berry, who's hit as he grabs the ball. He only gets back to the line of scrimmage in plus one, maybe two. And it's near the 50, but it's going to be fourth down. The Rock will have to punt it away.
Yeah, going for a screen to the right running back on that play, and just well read by the Shippensburg defense getting in there and making that tackle. I thought it was a great play call. They came with a little extra pressure, so it was a good time to call a screen, but the rest of the defense does a really nice job getting out there and making the tackle.
So Jake Chaplin will come on And punt the ball away. Back deep will be Josh Gunterik, and he stands at his 10. And he'll have to wave this one off as it hits and takes a Shippensburg bounce. It hit right about the 15 and bounces and down at the 17. And Shippensburg will take over first and 10, trailing by 2 at the 3:33 mark of this third quarter. You're listening to Rock Football here today on the Rock Station 97.7, 977rocks.com, and rockathletics.com as well. Bob Cupp and Glenn Thompson with you, and we'll be back with you again next week from eastern Pennsylvania, a little further east this time to Millersville.
We just staying out here all week?
Yeah, we're going to live, yeah. 3:30 kickoff next week, or 3:30 pregame, Coach Sean Lutz showing a 4 o'clock kickoff, late afternoon game next Saturday. Here's a low snap to Mussina, and he hands it off, and I think that's Judge in the backfield right now. Let me get it. Nope, that's Raleigh Serb, who's in the game now. They've got a great mix of running backs here at Shippensburg, and he is stopped for, look like no gain.
Yeah, Brad Zafferman in there from the linebacker position, clogging that hole and bringing down Serb and limiting him to no gain. So good read by Zafferman from the linebacker spot.
So now they will spin some trip receivers up top. Serb sidecar. Here's the snap. Mussina throws downfield. He wants Eubanks. Eubanks in and out of his fingertips. Good coverage that time
by
Patty Roberts. And they throw a late flag?
Yeah, from way back here. I mean, the field judge right there in front of the play didn't throw a flag. You got to call that one off. You got to wave that one off. There's no way.
So Kadir Roberts with great coverage on Eubanks, and he had it in and out of his fingertips. But we did have a flag dropped, and here is the call.
Thank
They're going to pick it up.
Thank
Good
you.
Call,
yes.
Glenn Thompson.
First of all, that's not the line judge's call to make when the field judge is right there in front of the play. I mean, he was literally 3 yards from where that came down. So
much to the dismay of the Red Raiders fans, the Rock gets a break, and the flag is picked up. It's 3rd and 10 and an incomplete pass.
But I applaud the field judge for coming up, talking it over, and saying, you know what, no, I was right there. I was right on top of it. Didn't see it. Waving off the flag.
Empty backfield from Mussina now on 3rd down. Here's the snap. It's a low one. He picks it up. He throws, and he heaves one high and arcing, and an unbelievable acrobatic catch.
He dropped it.
And that time was number 19 again, Gunterik. Good coverage for the Rock. He just didn't come down with it.
No, yeah, he came down hard. He really climbed the ladder for that one, but just couldn't maintain control of it as he came back down. So, like you said, great acrobatic catch, but just couldn't maintain possession the whole way through.
Kadir Roberts again on the coverage. So the Rock forces a punting situation, and the punter going to be standing at his 1 yard line. Great field position opportunity for the Rock.
Go after it.
They bring out Jermaine Wynn Jr. to stand at his 50. Let's see if they do show some pressure. And no pressure at all. Kicks it straight line drive to Wynn at his 48, or our 48, or the Red Raiders 48, I mean. And he's tackled right there. Good coverage that time by the Red Raiders. Quickly downfield was Tyler Emge, their linebacker, and he was right there.
Still, though, you're starting in the plus side of the field. So, starting in Shippensburg territory. Nice job and great opportunity here for the Rock offense to tack some more on.
Yeah, I was trying to phrase the fact that he was in Red Raider territory when he caught it, and they actually spotted it at the 49. So, they took away a yard. He was standing at the 48 when he caught it and was hit immediately. But anyway, we've got first down in Red Raiders territory with a 14-12 lead, 2:43 mark of the third quarter.
This offensive line has got to figure it out here. They've got to give Taylor King some more time back there in the pocket to be able to deliver these balls.
Barry in the backfield with King. Double receivers split each side. He drops back. He throws. He has Austin Scott. First down at the 40, and he's hit hard. And they're saying the 41 is where he was, but it's an 8-yard play.
And that's a good little confidence booster there for Taylor King. He can just do his quick little three-step drop, deliver a strike over to the left side, and nice route there by Scott coming in on the crossing pattern.
Second and short at the 41-yard line of the Red Raiders. The Rock quickly up with Taylor King. High snap, handoff, Barry. And he's spun and spun backward as he got to the original line of scrimmage. They're going to say the forward progress was there. He spun and got knocked back a yard, so no gain.
Yeah, and again, man, these defensive ends are just into the backfield so quickly off the snap. I mean, it's really, really strong defensive unit for Shippensburg here, but you got a 3rd and 2, so you can go anywhere in your playbook on this play call here because, and you might even be in 4-down territory.
Here's the snap to King. He hands it off again to Barry. He's got running room. First down, grabbed by the face mask and pulled down inside the 35 to the 33, but add some more on.
Yeah, that'll move it up to about the 18-yard line, and it'll be a first and 10 from there after they tack on 15 yards here. But really nice job by the interior left guard center getting that big hole right there for Jakar Barry to burst through.
He got eight. And you can tack more on. It's going to give the Rock prime position deep into Red Raiders territory. Really could take control of this game here with a
personal
score.
Foul. Face mask, defense, number 41.
And that was on Tyler Emge, the linebacker. So it'll give the Rock, it was a first down anyway, a first down run, but it'll add 15 onto it.
Yeah, and again, that left side, Chris Larson, Austin Wade at center, really, again, just a nice job. That was a huge hole for Jakar Barry to burst through on that one. So nice job establishing themselves and getting good blocks.
Get it to the 18-yard line as a result. And here's a handoff. And, in the backfield, caught is Jakar Barry and dropped for a 2-yard loss. Now, nope, that was Braden Fuffman in on the play. And immediately hit and went backward. Second and 12 now for the Rock as Braden Fuffman, number 29, comes into the game to spell Jakar Barry. Got the slot being covered on the near side by Mike Merhot. Tight end Zach Cirillo up on the other side. Here's Taylor King. Drops back. He's got a lot of time this time. Delivers a low pass to Mike Merhot. Can't quite get there. Skips into his arms. Incomplete.
Yeah, he was trying to come back to the ball, which, you know, good receivers do, but he lost his footing whenever he turned, and because of that, ball ends up, he just couldn't get back there in time. Ball falls to the turf. Incomplete.
And he had to get rid of that rather quickly as he had good time, but as he went to throw, the pressure was coming. And so now you've got a third down and 12. The Rock right now, the ball spotted at the 20. You're in field goal range, leading by two. 44 seconds to go in the third quarter.
I'll take Litwin down here, man coverage.
He's got a size differential, too. King looking the other way, though. Throws it inside to Austin Scott. He catches it. First down, Slippery Rock.
Boy, that's just a courageous route right there. Coming across the middle, you know there's some safeties and linebackers waiting to light you up. And nice job by Taylor King of keeping that ball a little bit lower down into Austin Scott's stomach to protect him, not leave him exposed for a big hit.
Tempo, first and goal at the 8. Handoff, Barry goes into the 5 and is brought down at the 4.
Still churning.
So he's still chugging away, but he got it to the 4-yard line, a pickup of 4. Boy, you love what you're seeing out of Jakar Barry so far.
Yep, again, we said it at halftime, Bob. I'll take 4 yards a carry every time. You know, if I can get a guaranteed 4 yards when my running back touches the ball, I'm thrilled with that.
Austin Scott after the 12-yard grab. Jakar Barry carries for 4. It'll be second and goal when we come back for the fourth quarter. The Rock up by 2, trying to add to that score when we bring you the fourth quarter right here on Rock Football, the Rock Station, 97.7.
Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, Quartz Lane, just behind the Butler Farm Show grounds. The official supplier of coffee for the Butler Radio Network stations
ahead,
is more than bottled water. They can install water purification systems. They can service your RainSoft water softener or install a new RainSoft unit. They can supply your,
take
home, your office or place of business with water units. They're a one-stop shop. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, with excellent customer service and an array of coffee to choose from for your Keurig coffee makers. They can even supply you with the Keurig or the new Sun canning units. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service. Call them today.
The summer's winding down and you're getting ready to put the hot rod in storage. It's a good idea to have a mechanic give the car the once-over before you put the cover over. Head to Lutz Automotive. Mark and Jared do rust repair, alignments, and transmission work. Need a car restored? They do that too. For the repair of everyday vehicles to that special car.
Bring it back after this one then.
4 months, call Lutz Automotive. Located 1 mile from Branston Road in Slippery Rock. 794-2255.
Rockin' the Rock. Slippery Rock University football is found right here on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Start of the fourth quarter. The Rock up by 2, and they've got a second and goal from the 4-yard line. And here we go. Taylor King in the shotgun. And he hands it off to Barry. And Barry gets hit as he gets to the 2. and it's dropped inside the 2-yard line. It'll be third and goal.
Big decision here on third down, whether you run the ball or put it in the air. I think you feed Barry one more time. I mean, you got 2 yards to go to pay dirt. I think you give him the chance to punch this one in.
So the Rock up by two. Have an opportunity to extend that lead. And Taylor King coming in the second half. So far, 8 of 11 for 123 yards. Jakar Barry now 15 carries for 57 yards. High snap, pulled down. Barry has to escape a tackler. Now he's going to be swarmed under at the 1-yard line.
He's half a yard short.
Wow.
Great. I mean, first of all, great job in the backfield of avoiding that first guy because it could have been a loss of 3 or 4. But Barry does a good job of extending that play. Just couldn't punch it in. And yeah, they're going to keep the offense on the field. I like this call.
Half yard to go for a touchdown. Slippery Rock going to stay at it. A.J. Alexander now in at tight end. Jakar Barry stays sidecar to Taylor King. They stand at the 5. Handoff. Barry, oh, there's a mix-up. I don't think they got rid of the ball. I think Taylor kept it, and he's shy. He gets to that line of scrimmage, and that's it. The Rock held out of the end zone by Shippensburg.
Yeah, just a mess of a handoff there between Taylor King and Jakar Barry. As it looks like Taylor King wanted to pull that one back from Barry and keep it himself. But, boy, that's man, that's tough.
And you know, you're so used to, I mean, you're a team that comes out of the shotgun. That's one of those plays that you really like to see him go up under center.
We were talking about that on the trip out here yesterday. It's like, man, just learn how to do a quarterback sneak. I mean, yeah. Come on. It's not that hard.
Because, I mean, you're at the 1-yard line, but in a sense you're at the 5 trying to tuck it in. So Shippensburg holds him off, a turnover on downs, and they'll take over 1st and 10 at their own 1-yard line. Here's a handoff, and just getting out of the end zone is number 26, Marcus Lomany, and he'll gain just literally inches, gets the ball just beyond the 1-yard line, so you've got to give him inches, but really, in a sense, no gain.
We got a Slippery Rock player down right at the goal line. I can't see a number, but in quite a bit of pain.
And that's number 54 for the Rock,
Wilford Clark.
You don't want to see him go down. He was lost to an injury all of last year, and you saw how important he is to that Rock defense. The young man is very, very talented. He is up on his feet, but he seems to be bothered with some kind of a leg issue.
So defensively for Slippery Rock here, what you're going to do is you're going to run man defense, rely on your corners just to play tight. That way you can stack the box and really load up against the run. I mean, it's going to be surprising if Shippensburg tries to put this ball in the air. So you want to try to get as many guys as possible into that box and clog up the run.
And the trainers are helping Wilford Clark off the field. He's not putting any pressure on his right leg right now. And that's not good news for the Rock. So the third injury that we've seen of the day so far. Here's another pass play now. Down the field, Musina over the outstretched hands of Winston Eubanks. And that's about the third time today that he has overthrown Eubanks.
And there it is right there. You just had man coverage on the outside, and that's, I mean, shocking to me that Shippensburg put it in the air. But, you know, they must like their matchup man-to-man, but now here they are, third and long, with their own goal line a yard away.
They've got a tight end in the game, and they're going to empty the backfield now and bring the running back into the slot. Near side.
Wow.
Third down and 10 from the 1-yard line for Shippensburg. This is a big play for the Rock. And somebody's calling timeout here. It's going to be Shippensburg taking the timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come back with more Rock football in a moment here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Hurry in to Slippery Rock True Value for the bird supplies you need to keep nature's feathered friends healthy and happy. Right now, get your choice of a 20-pound bag of black oil sunflower bird seed or a 40-pound bag of wild bird food for only $9.99. Both are filled with a variety of nutritious ingredients that backyard birds and songbirds love. Get these bargains of the month along with bird feeders and other birding supplies while supplies last at Slippery Rock True Value.
I'm Kyle Hall, also known as OG, playing DB for Slippery Rock University, and you're listening to Rock Football. Go Rock.
I'm Jake Chapla, kicker here at Slippery Rock, and you're listening to Rock Football.
On the Rock Station, 97.7.
So a big third down play coming for the Rock defense. Shippensburg, third and 10 from their 1. And by the way, OG has a interception today, and INT does Kyle Hall. It's a big one here today, right here.
Shippensburg determined to throw this ball from their own one-yard line. So if I'm Slippery Rock, I'm bringing at least one extra guy on a blitz here.
Well, it's an empty backfield, and they are bringing the blitz, and here comes the snap, and it's an offsides play, a free play, and they're going to throw it downfield. They've blown it dead. They've blown it dead, and Caddy Roberts knew it. He caught it and just dropped it. He knew the Rock was offsides. The Rock trying to bring some pressure. Now let's see if somebody jumps.
I think they're going to get a flinch against the left side of the offensive line.
Yeah, the Rock linemen are clapping here. So maybe they did get a flinch. Boy, it looked like somebody was coming hard on the outside.
He was, but that's enough to get a guy. If he doesn't cross and the left tackle flinches, then that's a false start.
We'll put it at the half-yard line now. And then now does that change your thought process or not?
No, I mean, one-yard line, half-yard line, what's it matter offside for Shippensburg?
Oh, no, they called the Rock for defensive offsides. So they were happy, but not so happy. There was quite a bit of discussion there. But the Rock, obviously, offside. So that'll move the ball a little more comfortably out away from the one-yard line to the six. It is still fourth down.
Third down.
Or, I'm sorry, what? Third down, I mean. Third down. Here's a pass play to the inside, and it's caught.
He's short.
And he's short of the first down marker as Mussina dumps it short again. We've watched this numerous times. Got it to Winston Eubanks, but it will be 2 yards.
Kadir Roberts.
1 yard short.
Kadir Roberts does a fantastic job of standing up that receiver and stopping the forward progress, bringing him down short of the 10-yard line. So, yeah, he's a full 2 yards short of the first down. Really, really great tackle by Roberts.
So the punting situation, and it'll be Glover Williams standing inside Red Raider territory. Here comes a rush on the punter. He gets it away. It hits at the 42, takes a ship bounce, and rolls to the 50, goes out of bounds as it crosses into Rock territory, and the Rock will start out great field position at their own 49-yard line, 12:21 mark of the fourth quarter. The Rock up by 2, 14-12.
And, you know, came out last time, come up empty-handed after a nice long drive coming down the way to the half-yard line, walked away with no points. So, you know, you're getting to that point now. You got 12:20 to go in the game. You're up 2. Really like to tack on another touchdown here and get that two-possession lead built.
Yep, Chakar Berry will come out with Taylor King in the backfield. Double receivers split each side for the Rock. This may be the drive of the game. As the crowd steps it up a bit here at Shippensburg University. Taylor King, a lot of time, dumps it across, has his man, and that is Dakota Clanigan?
Yeah.
With the first down grab, and he, or no, Jermaine Wynn, number 9, comes across the middle, grabs it, and takes it down to the 32. He got a Shippensburg player down after the play. One of their defensive backs, Eric Dzinski. Great route run, though, that time by Jermaine Wynn.
And, Bob, you got to give credit where credit is due. Jakar Berry came up and had a phenomenal block on one of the interior linemen helping out his right guard. Came in there and just plowed the guy over, tried to run right through him. So nice job by Berry helping out in pass protection, which allowed that pocket to stay there for Taylor King on that long developing route.
19-yard grab for Jermaine Wynn from King. Berry remains sidecar left. Double receivers split. And now you have Clanigan going in motion. King drops back, has time. He has a man wide open. It's Jermaine Wynn again, and he's got 7. Let's see where they spot it. Maybe 8. He's down to the 25. It's a 7-yard grab.
Again, nice pocket there built for Taylor King as he's able to stand in there. And whenever, boy, he's got a live arm whenever he can step into a ball and deliver over the top. It's a good-looking throw.
And he's just a sophomore, and he looks good out there. He looks like a veteran here stepping in the second half of this game for the injured Andrew Kester. It's second down and 2 for the Rock. They're at the Red Raiders 25. Pressure being shown. Hand off Berry, and he's hit in the backfield and dropped.
Yeah, boy. I mean, just really nowhere for Jakar Berry to go as that linebacker into the backfield so quickly off the snap. And I mean, he tried to give the little juke to get outside him, but just got tripped up by the feet.
That's number 44, Colin Williams. With the tackle for a loss, it pushes the ball back 3 yards to the 28. third down and six. Here's the snap. King looks, has time, throws it over the middle, has his man. And it's Flanagan again. And he's got the first down inside the 15 to the 14-yard line.
That's a really nice job of recognition there by Taylor King, because it was pretty much an all-out blitz. So there was nobody beyond the line of scrimmage. So that quick slant, you know, as soon as you see that blitz coming as a quarterback, you know that right there behind the line is wide open. Everyone's vacated that spot. So throwing to that slant, wide open.
14-yard grab to the 14. King back. Looks for the end zone, throws, has a man. He's hit right at the line of, or the goal line, and it's incomplete. I think that was Jermaine Wynn. It was Jermaine Wynn. There is a flag in the backfield.
On the coverage, number 24, Deontay Wilson.
Boy, awful close hitting there right at the goal line, and Wynn was asking the officials for some help, didn't get it. And it looks like we might have a penalty against the Rock here.
Personal foul, offense, number 79, illegal hands to the face.
Chris Larson called for illegal hands to the face. This is going to push the Rock back now on that penalty.
Man. Jeez, I mean, had a really good thing going here on offense, and now all of a sudden you're faced with a first and 25 back at the 29-yard line. So, man, that's good. Let's hope that doesn't turn out to be too costly here.
Well, the Rock had eight penalties last week. That was number eight today. So it pushes it back now to the 30-yard line, and here comes Taylor King. And he throws it downfield. It's short, and it's picked off. Picked off by the Red Raiders. One of their linebackers pulls it in, and he's still on his feet, still running, and he falls forward. That's Tyler Emge, comes away with a big interception for the Red Raiders. And now here's a late flag as the ball crossed the 50. Down to about the 47-yard line, and boy, if this is against Slippery Rock, it's going to put the Raiders in prime position. Let's see where the call is.
Really nice pick by Emge. That was a one-handed pick. You know, trying to float that one right over top, and he just reaches that big right hand up there.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Ah, against the Red Raiders, so that helps the Rock out, actually. Unsportsmanlike conduct on the return. Oh, wait. Now they. So he had it completely wrong, and it's against Chris Larson of Slippery Rock. Back-to-back calls on Larson now.
Yeah.
And this is going to set the Raiders up big time.
Yeah, Chris Larson on back-to-back plays just cost his team 30 yards. So, I mean, that's. Listen, man, you got to keep your head on and, you know, be smart. Can't hurt your team that bad.
Well, it's going to change the outlook of this game from the appearance as the Shippensburg Red Raiders take over first and 10 at the Rock 35-yard line. 10-16 to go in the game. They trail by two. Here's Mussina. Drops back. Dumps it off. He's got Sean Judge right open. He drops it. He followed it. Slippery Rock recovers.
No, they're saying incomplete. Oh, they're saying he never had it.
He had it. He made three steps before he dropped it. Oh, the Rock doesn't get a break there. That's a horrible call, though, in my book. He caught it and made three steps before he dropped the ball.
You know, the only thing I couldn't see, because, I mean, the ball would have been on the other side of him, is that if he was bobbling
it.
I don't know.
His back was to us, I'll give you that. But it looked to me like he was running. It's incomplete. Second down. And the Red Raiders dodge a bullet there. Here's Lomani. He takes the handoff. He gets across the line of scrimmage, piles for 2 yards. But that'll bring up a third down and long.
Boy, Bob, this feels like a playoff game, man.
It really does.
What an atmosphere here today. This is great action, and we've got 10 more minutes of it yet.
Well, you got a big day today for both teams because you got the Rock, who could really get on a nice roll. They travel to Millersville next week. You would think on paper that's a game they should win. Meanwhile, for the Red Raiders, they've got a nightmare schedule. They've got California coming here next week. Then they travel to Bloomsburg and Westchester the next 2 weeks after that. Here it is, third down. Mussina takes the snap. He's got time. He's looking. He throws one downfield, has a man wide open, touchdown. Charles head in the third, got behind the Rock defense and was wide open. And that one goes 33 yards to give Shippensburg the lead.
Yeah, nice little out and up by Hedden as he gets the linebacker to follow him towards the sideline, but then just takes off upfield. Linebacker, not enough speed to keep up with him, and Hedden walks into the end zone untouched.
18-14. Now the score with the extra point or two-point conversion to come. We'll see what they do. It really doesn't matter one way or the other. It'll be a six-point game. They're going to go for two. Try to add to it. It's a four-point game now. But their kicking game has shown the inability to get it beyond the line of scrimmage. And now we're going to have a timeout taken by the Red Raiders. Coach Mack coming down the sideline. Not real happy with his team. he gives the second timeout of the afternoon.
Yeah, now you, you look back to that trip down to the half-yard line here that came up empty-handed, and, boy, that's looming big right now that you're down by four. I mean, there's still plenty of football to be played here. You got 9:25 to go in the game, but
man, we got a discussion on the field. They've dropped a flag, and it looks to me like the clock was winding down, and that's why Coach Macheski was trying to get a timeout. He may not have gotten it called. There is a large discussion right now. There's a timeout on the field either way. Let's hear what what the referee has to say.
Timeout,
Shippensburg. Okay, so the flag will be picked up. He got the call. He got the call in time, apparently. He was running down the field, and I honestly was not looking at the play clock. So he was calling timeout early, it looked like. 9:25 clock stops, 18-14, two-point conversion to come. Shippensburg has taken their second lead of the day.
And again, you look back to that that previous play where, three steps with the ball. Was he bobbling? Was it an incompletion? Was it a fumble? That's can't go back on it now. But, man, there's been a couple of calls like that today that have just made a really big impact on how this game has played out.
And as you mentioned, I mean, his back was to us, sort of, but it looked to me like he was intent on running upfield. He had caught the ball in the vicinity of the yard markers.
Delay of game, offense, 5-yard penalty.
So they still call the delay of game. This officiating crew, I was giving them props in the first half, but it
later.
Was falling apart here.
5 minutes later, they call a delay of game.
Now it prompts another discussion. And Coach Macheski is fired up. He is going after him.
That's unreal. That is unreal.
And all he is going to do is add 5 yards to the two-point conversion try, but that's big. We're still in a four-point game. It's going to be either a four- or a six-point game. Two field goals aren't going to happen here. It would come down to the extra point try if the Rock is able to score. But not shown the great ability to get the ball into the end zone offensively. Here's a play-action pass, and it's caught and knocked away. And you got a couple of players down after that one. There was fierce collision by both times. They were trying to get the ball to Josh Gunterik. He got crunched. And Tavares Sample, who's one of the captains, he is down on his back. There was a heck of a collision as that occurred. So the two-point conversion is incomplete, and the score remains in favor of Shippensburg, 18-14. And Sample, very slow to get up. And, boy, you don't want to lose him. He's really had a nice, nice start to his season. And one of the leaders on this Rock team.
Well, that's what happens when the ball gets thrown high across the middle like that. I mean, there's just so many bodies, and everyone's running full speed. It's good to see both players up on their feet now walking it off.
And Gonterik just now getting to his feet. There was a heck of a collision, and he was actually spun around upside down as a result of the play. And Sample is very gingerly walking off the field at this point. So the Rock going to get the ball back via the kickoff, trailing by four, 9:25 to go in the game. They've shown the ability to move the ball.
Yes.
And Taylor King has shown the ability to really march down the field in this second half, but they've only been able to punch it into the end zone offensively one time.
Yeah, it's one thing to put up a bunch of yards. That's all well and good, but, right now, this Slippery Rock offense has only accounted for 7 points today. So, you need more out of this offense. You expect more out of this offense. You think about for how many years now, Slippery Rock has been kind of the cream of the crop offensively in the PSAC. And right now this offense is putting up yardage, but not points.
330 yards on the day offensively for the Rock, 355 for Ship. The Rock has held the ball for 28 first downs so far today. Well, we've got Jermaine Wynn and Eric Glover-Williams back deep for the Rock. And here comes the kick, and it's going to come to Wynn at his 10. And he slips, gets across the 15, gets across the 20, dives across the 25, 30, 32. Good return. Patient running there by Jermaine Wynn.
Yeah, doing a really nice job of allowing the blocks to set up downfield and making some things happen. So a starting field position here for this Rock offensive unit.
33-yard line is where they will start, first and 10. Shakar Berry and Taylor King coming into the game again. We lost Andrew Kester to a knee injury in the first half. The Rock also losing Wes Hills running back with a shoulder injury in the first half. And now we've seen Tavares Sample go very slowly off the field.
And let's keep in mind here, the last two offensive snaps, you had back-to-back personal fouls by Chris Larson. So hopefully the coaching staff got him to calm down a little bit over there on the sideline.
Double receiver split each side. Here's King, throws, has his man, it's Merhat. Catches it, dives across the 40 to the, and we got a flag in the backfield. Mike Merhat to the 40. That would be a gain of 7, but let's see what this flag is all about this time. And it looks like it's against the Rock.
Personal foul, offense, number 27. Illegal hands
to the face, which has been called at least 4 times today. And this time it's Jakar Berry.
Jakar Berry is the shortest guy on the field. So to get illegal hands to the face, I mean, they have to be up above his head. I mean, like, this is, boy, that's surprising to me. Surprising. I'll just leave it at surprising. I'm going to use that word.
Okay. Well,
because that is approved for radio.
Well, unfortunately, the penalties have been stacking up here in the last 10 minutes of this game and affecting the Rock dramatically. Here's another pass play to Merhat again, and he gets across the 25, still on his feet, and muscles his way to the 29 and gets some of the penalty yardage back, but it's still going to be well short, still going to be a long second down.
Man, Merhat running like a fullback out there, and he's a little guy in the slot, so nice run after catch by Merhat.
Merhat out of Pine Richland High School. 11-yard grab. Here's Taylor King again. Has time. He winds up. He throws. He has a man. It's Henry Litwin. First down and more. He's to the 50-yard line.
Really?
Great grab by Henry Litwin and a great throw from Taylor King.
Yeah, that throw by Taylor King was just phenomenal. Man, he stepped into that, delivered a fastball right down the middle of the field.
They say he's shy of the 50 to the 49. First down, though. Taylor King again. Drops back. Throws deep downfield as Carnell Harley, he's being held. He still catches the ball. Gets up across the 25 to the 23-yard line as he was being held.
No flag.
And he catches the ball anyway.
Which is fine. He made the catch. But, yeah, no flag on that play. That's unreal that they didn't think that was pass interference. But, I mean, Carnell Harley has just been a man amongst the boys today as he just climbs the ladder again.
Well, he's a big mismatch because he's 6'6", and he's a big guy. And apparently they were giving some sympathy. But it's a 31-yard play. Now a handoff. Screen pass. Jakar Berry out of the backfield. Breaks a tackle. He's outside the 10 and goes out of bounds at the 9. Mayor, they're going to give him the 8.
Great improv by Taylor King on that one because he's just trying to step up in the pocket and avoid the pressure. And he sees Jakar Berry out of the corner of his eye and just gives a little flick of the wrist to get it over to him. So nice play by King.
Veteran-like drive. On this drive right now, 4 plays, 11 yards, 20 yards, 31 yards, now 12, and the Rock with a first and goal at the 8-yard line. Got to get pay dirt this time. King takes the snap. He's going to run it. He's running right up the middle and gets hit at the 5.
Interesting. I'm not sure if that's a design run or not. I mean, it kind of looked like it was a funky-looking play right from the beginning, but yeah, like you said, definitely, you know, you're sitting here knocking on the door again. You're down by 4. This has to be a touchdown.
3-yard scamper by King. Steps into the shotgun. Calls out the play. Now they're going to do the check with me.
No chance for another first down, so it's got to be Pater.
Second and goal from the 5. Receivers split, 2 of them each side. Berry in the backfield. King looks for the end zone. Throws it up. Has a man being held again. He goes up for it and does not come down with it. I think that was Dakota Clannigan on the far side. It was. And it looked like there was a hand on the back that time. It looked like a shirt was being grabbed, but no call.
Yeah, still though. I mean, you got Taylor King thrown into double coverage. I mean, come on now. Like, I know there's it's a small part of the field with the end zone, but you got to try to avoid throwing into double coverage as much as possible.
And he looked like a new quarterback on that one because that was the only person he was looking at.
Yeah.
So it is third and goal, 6:43 to go in the game. The Rock trails by four. King in the shotgun. It'll be sidecar right, Shakar Berry. Here's the snap. King looks, wants the end zone again, throws. It's caught and knocked away. Good defense by the Red Raiders. And that intended receiver was Dakota Klanning, and he wants a penalty. He thinks that the defender got there early. The officials don't agree. It was number 24, Deontay Wilson, defensive back. And it forces now a fourth and goal from the five.
It's a Z-out pattern, and Taylor King's got to do a better job of leading the receiver back towards the pylon. He kind of threw it behind Klanning on that one, and that's what caused the contact and the incompletion.
So the crowd getting wild here in Shippensburg. This could be the play of the game. The Rock trailing by four. They're going to take
a timeout. Good
timeout. We'll take a timeout as well and come back with the play, maybe the deciding play of the game. When we return to Rock Football in a moment, the Rock Station, 97.7.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. They carry
there.
A passion for being at the top of their fields and continuously striving to provide their clients with exemplary service.
Bummer.
Offices in Butler and Cranberry, Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Call them at 724-283-2200.
The Rock Station and Rock Football on 97.7.
Make it Agway all the time. It's Agway.
Count on Butler Agway for everything, seeds to feeds. Canning season is in full swing, and they carry everything you need. Spices, pickling, canning jars, pots, including the crocks for sauerkraut. Pet food, they carry a wide array of wholesome feed for all of your animals, including treats, chews, and vitamins. Stop by Butler Agway today, Route 68, right across from the farm show grounds, and see why we say you can count on Butler Agway all the time. Butler Agway.
Slippery Rock Office Lawman, Christopher Larson, Amir McDowell. Let's go Rock.
This is Dakota Clarendon, Slippery Rock University, and you're listening to Rock Football.
On the Rock Station, 97.7.
Back out of the break here at Shippensburg, and the Rock has gone for a field goal of 22 yards, and it was blocked. And Shippensburg has recovered the ball. The Rock coming out on fourth and goal, deciding to go for the field goal, and it was blocked. And Shippensburg
has
covered
Slippery Rock ball. Slippery Rock ball.
Wait a minute. Now they came out of the gate and said Shippensburg had the ball. Now they've turned around and said it's Slippery Rock ball. Shippensburg recovered it, returned it back across the 20.
They didn't recover it.
It was kind of a fumble-rooski kind of play.
So Shippensburg definitely touched it, and then it was recovered by Slippery Rock.
And how many plays and penalties have gone back and forth here with discussions and just almost dissension for both sides because things have been changed around. And this one really going to give second life to the Rock now. From the appearance.
Now they're saying Shippensburg.
Now they're turning it back around and saying it's Shippensburg ball. It depends who the referee talks to last, apparently, is what's been happening here. It's what it looks like. Now you got Coach Lutz fired up. So, they initially said the Red Raiders had the ball. Then they turned around and said Slippery Rock had the ball. Now they've gone back saying it's Shippensburg ball. And it is Shippensburg ball. They're reaffirming it. Boy, this has just gotten bizarre in the second half of the officiating. They did a great job in the first half, but it's come, the wheels have come off the black and white crew here in the second half. And this one's going to hurt. The Rock has a field goal blocked. Nobody can kick the ball today. It's crazy. Third missed field goal of the afternoon for the Rock. Two misses, one blocked, and now the Red Raiders take over. 6:29 to go in the game. They lead by four. And the ball going to be spotted at their own 22-yard line.
So I think in that situation, since the ball never crossed the line of scrimmage, is why it stays with Shippensburg.
Because nobody officially took, it wasn't a fumble per se. Here's a handoff, and it's Lomany, and he is hit hard by Tristan McDonald, driven down after a one-yard carry.
Yeah, I'm guessing because the ball never advanced beyond the line of scrimmage, that makes it still just a dead ball back that direction.
So we've had some crazy stuff happen today on blocked field goals. And it's going to be second, and they gave him 2 yards on that. So it'll be second and eight. And the Red Raiders are going to be in no hurry right now. Here's a handoff again. And it's Lomani, and he's hit backward, and he loses a yard. Tristan McDonald in on the tackle again.
Boy, I don't like this play calling by Shippensburg. I mean, this is playing not to lose as opposed to playing to win. I mean, they have not had success running the football all day. Why do they think now is the right time with 5.5 minutes? I mean, stick with your bread and butter. I mean, I'm not complaining. I don't get the logic.
Well, she's trying to run some time off the clock, but it's not working real well to their favor because now it's a 3rd and 9. Clock turning, 5:15 to go. Here's the snap. Mussina dumps it across, and it's almost picked off. Almost pulled in by Timmy Vernick. Hayden was the intended receiver, but Tim Vernick was closest to the ball. It'll be a 3 and out. The Rock going to get it back.
I mean,
and they got nothing taken off the clock, basically.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, Mussina has been throwing the ball all over the place today, and you come out and run. I mean, that's playing not to lose, as opposed to just getting after it and being aggressive.
6:29 was on the start of that drive, so they take a minute and a half off, minute 19. Here's a high, booming kick, and Glover Williams is going to have to let it go. It takes a Shippensburg, it actually takes a Rock bounce, and goes out of bounds on the Shippensburg sideline. So decent field position for the Rock. First and 10 at their own 38.
Okay, I mean, you got to keep moving the ball, but you got to finally finish one of these things off. That's twice now. Slippery Rock has been down inside the Shippensburg 10-yard line and have yet to finish off one of those for a touchdown.
Well, Taylor King, 15 of 21 for 238 yards. One interception, and he's only been able to help put the ball in the end zone one time at Chakar Berry. 2-yard touchdown run. Well, here we go. Chakar Berry comes out with Taylor King. They'll have double receiver split each side. 5 minutes to go in the game. The Rock trailing by 4. Here's Taylor King back. Has a lot of time. He throws it way downfield for Henry Litwin. And he's under it, catches it, and he's going to go for a touchdown. Wow. What a bomb thrown by King, and a great work downfield by Henry Litwin to come away with that ball. Slippery Rock has scored on one play.
Into the wind, Taylor King dials up a long ball, and he did a little crow hop before that, steps into it. And, Bob, he couldn't have handed it to Litwin much better. That fell right into the breadbasket. Litwin breaks one tackle and finishes it off for a long touchdown. I mean, that's just huge. What a throw by Taylor King.
The Rock has retaken the lead by 2. Here's the extra point try.
This has to go in. Come on, Chappell. This one has to be in. You need this 3-point.
62-yard pass play. This one goes through the uprights and is good. And Slippery Rock has taken a 3-point lead. 4:50 to go. The Henry Litwin touchdown reception from Taylor King puts the Rock back up on top. What a pass play.
I love it. First play out of the gate after you get a big 3 and out, you come out, you get aggressive. And, I mean, that goes back to what I was saying about the Shippensburg drive, Bob, where they were playing too timid. Slippery Rock came out and said, we're going to punch you in the mouth. We're going to throw it deep on the first play. So, you know, it's all about which team gets aggressive and stays aggressive through the end of the game. That's how you're going to come out on top.
Well, this is the game we expected to see.
Yes.
But the score is only 21-18. The scary part is, the Rock going to go back on defense with 4 minutes and 50 seconds to go. And these teams have shown the ability to really kind of have at will up and down the field, just not been able to finish off with points.
Right.
Kind of a wild day here at Shippensburg University for sure. Bob Cupp and Glenn Thompson with you here. We'll be back with you again next week for a 4 o'clock kick in Millersville, Pennsylvania. 3:30 will be the Coach Sean Lutz show.
And worth noting here, Bob, as I'm looking down at the Shippensburg sideline, Mussina is a little gimpy. Got a little bit of a limp going right now as he's trying to run it off. Yeah, I mean, he's really trying to pace this thing off, walking in front of the benches down here.
Yeah, it looks like he's favoring maybe his right leg a bit. Look at that. He's in some discomfort.
I don't know when that would have happened. I mean, they ran two run plays and an incomplete pass last time out.
Yeah, he's trying to do a little throwing motion, too, so that'll be something to keep an eye on. I mean, he's going to be out there. There's no doubt about it, but something in the back of his mind right now, for sure, to deal with. So here we go. Jake Chaplin going to tee it up, kick it back to the Red Raiders. And Raleigh Serb is back deep with Lomany. And here comes the boot, and it's going to come the way of Serb, and it's going to skip and go past him and roll inside the five down to the one where it's picked up by Lomany, and he's hit and driven backward. He got to the 3, maybe the 4-yard line, and wow, what a hole that is going to create as Serb. The ball took a weird skip and just went right past him, and he couldn't get to it.
It just looked like some miscommunication between the two return men as to who was going to get it. And just bounces by. So, you know, again, you got to be able to communicate with your teammates. You got to be able to read each other, and ends up costing Shippensburg big there.
And it was Serb's ball to have. I mean, there was no question
right,
about that.
Right.
It just took a kind of a funny bounce, and then I think maybe he looked away to see if he was going to get some help. So Shippensburg will start out 1st and 10 at their own 3. 4:45 to go in the game. The Rock has gone back up 21-18 for their third lead of the day. It's been a wild one here at Shippensburg. We've had just about everything you can think of, including some bizarre calls.
Oh, man.
So it'll be, dotting the I's, Lomany in the backfield, takes the handoff, goes into the pile, breaks the pile, and gets across the 5 out to the 6-yard line. That'll be a gain of 3.
Tackle made by number 1, Brad Zaffer.
Again, conservative play call. That makes me wonder, I mean, what's going on with Messina? I mean, you need points here, and you come out and you run the ball on your first snap. So, interesting play call.
Messina is out there.
Tristan McDonald a little banged up on that play. He's going to work his way off the field. But we'll get some attention there from the training staff.
Bryson Messina, 18 of 38 today, 239 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. The leading rusher today is actually Trials Hedden, 4 carries for 44 yards. Or check that, he's the leading receiver. And here's a throw downfield, out of bounds, a lot of contact. The ball's out of bounds, and they throw a flag.
Not even close to being catchable.
Mari Wright was the intended receiver on the coverage. Kyle Hall, they were beating and banging, but there has to be a discussion here. Nope, the field judge is going to say that it's a penalty, and the ball was thrown way out of bounds. That's a terrible call. Pass interference called against Kyle Hall.
That is so bad. I mean, that is an awful call. I mean, I've been trying to be patient with these guys, but that...
I mean, the ball was complete. Unless you were standing on a roof, that's the only way you would have caught that ball.
Correction. The ball will be placed at the spot of the foul. Still first down.
So that'll move the ball out of danger zone, out to the 21-yard line.
What is pass interference? A spot foul in the NCAA.
These guys have lost their mind. And there's a lot of discussion coming in from the Rock sideline. They're upset, and understandably so, because this is a big, big penalty called on a play that should have gone incomplete.
So the play brings up 1st and 10.
So it brings it out to the 21-yard line now for the Red Raiders. They trail by 3, 4:10 to go in the game. Here's the snap. Messina drops back, looks, fires, has his man who slips and falls as he catches it.
Incomplete.
And it's incomplete. And that was Eubanks,
the
intended receiver, but he slipped and fell.
It's not like we've gotten much more rain throughout the game, so that's just maybe his feet just got caught up. But, I mean, yeah, it just looked like he slipped on wet turf, but it's not raining.
It looks relatively dry now. I mean, we got a little sprinkle there at halftime, and we thought, boy, but it has cleared out pretty nicely. And the wind blowing, too, that's going to help dry it off. 2nd and 10. Double receiver split each side. Lomany in the backfield with Messina. He takes the snap. He drops back. He dumps it over the middle. Has his man. It's the tight end, and he drops him right at about the 26-yard line, but that is number 89, Shea O'Donnell, with his 4th catch of the day, and it'll move the ball to the 27-yard line, but still make it a 3rd and 4.
Big stop here on 3rd down. That way you can make Shippensburg make a really tough decision as to whether they would punt or go for it. But that's all for naught. You got to make a stop here on 3rd, 1st.
3rd down, 3:30 in the game remaining. Messina dumps it off, has his man, he's got the first down, he breaks a tackle, and is driven to the turf at the 35-yard line, but it's good for a first down, and that catch made by Mari Wright.
Nice job by Kyle Hall coming up there and making that tackle.
So the drive
from the left side.
Drive stays alive for the Shippensburg Red Raiders. 9-yard play. Pass downfield, caught and dropped on the far sideline by the Rock defender, and I think that might have been
Kadir Roberts.
Kadir Roberts.
Yep.
He had it in his mitts and simply dropped it. The reason he's a defensive
back.
Got
his head around a little late there, so you know he's just trying to track it right as it was coming in.
Could have been a game-saving interception, but he dropped it, and it's incomplete. It'll be
second down. Still knocked it away. I mean,
yeah,
I'll take it.
Absolutely. That was a deep throw downfield into Rock territory, and Kadir on the coverage.
Man, Messina is limping even more. I mean,
he looks very uncomfortable in the shotgun as he backs up. Standing at his 31, here's the snap. Looks downfield, now he's going to dump it off, and there's Lomani. He's got some running room, and he goes out of bounds, and there's going to be a face mask called against the Rock as Tristan McDonald came in to make the tackle and unfortunately got a hand to the face there. And that'll be another key penalty against the Rock.
Personal foul. Defense, number 26, 15-yard penalty, first down.
Do we know why? You're not going to tell us what for?
Yeah, they're not going to tell us, and they had completely the wrong guy. Because Nasir Weaver's a running back. He's not in the game.
And then they just corrected it to number 31.
And we don't have a number 31. So they're just they're trying to find things at this point. Moves the ball into Rock territory, though, with another penalty against the Rock, a critical one. It's double digits now for them. Here's Messina. He drops back. He throws downfield, has a man wide open, but he throws over the head. And I'm not sure if he was intending that to be Mari Wright or Winston Eubanks. Eubanks actually ended up being the guy closest to the ball, but it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, he had two receivers within 3 yards of each other. So, again, miscommunication. That should not happen. You shouldn't have two receivers that close to each other downfield.
Would be interesting if you're able to get any kind of pressure into the backfield to chase Messina to see what happens, but we're just not getting it there.
Right. No. Yeah, this Shippensburg offensive line is doing a great job standing up.
2:42 remains in the game. Shippensburg trailing, but they're on the march. Messina drops back, throws, dumps it off. Lomani misses a tackle, and it goes for the first down. And across the 30, tackled at the 26-yard line, and a first down grab of 16 yards.
Yeah, just a little swing pattern out of the backfield to the running back. He does a really nice move with a juke out there near the sideline and gets himself another 10 yards.
This Rock defense right now, hands on hips, not looking in good fashion. They spent a lot of time on the field in that first half especially. It's first and 10 at the 26 for the Ship. They trail by 3, 21-18, 2:20 on the clock. It's turning. Messina in the shotgun, trip receivers up top. He's looking that way. He's going to throw it that way, and it's caught at the 20. Avoids a tackle, goes out of bounds, and I believe that might have been Gonterik. It is. Gonterik goes out of bounds. And Kyle Hall takes him out of bounds, short of the first down, but inside the 20-yard line, down to the 18.
Now Kyle Hall's coming out of the game a little bit. He just went down to one knee over there near the 25-yard line, so he's in some discomfort.
The Rock injury is starting to mount here today. So, Messina, second and short, a minute 50 to go in the game. He's in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off. And it's Lomani. Or no, that is Serb into the game now.
Number 6, Raleigh Serb.
And Raleigh gets it down. Bam, he gets it.
Got enough for the first.
Yeah, yeah. He got the 2 yards necessary, yep. And it's a first down.
Yeah, just a straight back dive right up the middle of the line. And
clock continues to turn a minute 30. 90 seconds remains in the game. The Rock leads 21-18. Red Raiders on the march. I don't know if they would try a field goal. My guess is they're going to go for the win because kicking has been an adventure today.
Yes, it has.
Empty backfield now for Messina. He takes the snap. He's looking up top. He dumps it off. Across the middle. He dropped it. Caught it. Took a step. Dropped it. And that was Mari Wright that... time, and he just didn't secure it. Incomplete clock stops at a minute 11.
Well, as good as Messina has been playing, he could have even better stats. There's been three or four drops from his receivers today.
Yeah. So we stop the clock, as I said, a minute 11. Second and 10.
At this point in the field, I think you drop back into a zone and only bring your four down linemen. I don't think you blitz here. You just try to clog up as much of the middle of the field as possible.
They put Serb in the backfield, sidecar left to Messina. Messina drops back, has time, throws, has a lot of battle, and it's picked off by Kyle Hall. Is that Kyle Hall? No, Kadir Roberts. Wait a minute.
Yeah, Kadir Roberts.
Yep, Kadir Roberts. Kicked it off. He threw. He jumped the receiver and picked it off.
Tried to throw back shoulder to the receiver right there, and Kadir Roberts reads it the whole way and just turns and kind of boxes out. It wasn't a high throw. It was definitely back shoulder, and Roberts finds it, boxes out the receiver, and keeps his feet in bounds.
And that cheering you hear in the background is the Rock fans on the far sideline. Everybody on this sideline is stunned. KD Roberts. KD picks it off, and it'll be Rock ball with a minute 6 to go, and the ball inside the 5 at the 2-yard line.
And Shippensburg with one timeout
remaining.
Yeah.
Remember, they had to call a timeout during the 2-point conversion.
So they have to run it, because you can't run your kneel in the shotgun here because you'd be in the end zone. So they have to run the football, force Shippensburg to call a timeout.
Just hold on to the ball. Minute 6. Kadir Roberts, maybe the play of the game. Oh, high snap. And he hands it off. Jakar Berry's hitting the backfield, but he gets out of it. And, oh, boy, he gains a yard somehow, some way.
What a job by Berry, because he was definitely met initially right in the end zone. And he keeps those feet turning. Second.
That's their third timeout, I hate to tell the ref. But anyway, they do call timeout, stop the clock at 59.3 seconds. And the ref needs to recheck things, because the scorebook is going to show that's their last time out.
Unless the scoreboard had it wrong. But
well, I have written them down, so we'll go back through our paperwork here and find out. Timeout, Ship.
Kadir Roberts, interception on the 2-yard line. Prime time right there, man.
That's their third timeout.
Okay.
I have it. They called one early. They called it on the 2-point conversion.
Right.
And there, I've wrote it down.
Unless they didn't count the one from the 2-point conversion, because
they called the flag. So, okay, maybe.
Oh, no.
A bad snap. The ball is fumbled. Shippensburg has recovered it in the end zone for a touchdown. We've talked about the snaps all day. This one went above Taylor King's head, and he was immediately hit. And Shippensburg has recovered the fumble in the end zone and now have a 3-point lead. Wow.
Unreal.
56. Now we've got a flag coming into the field. That's appropriate. Sideline warning. Well, anyway, Shippensburg has just scored a touchdown with 56 seconds left. It's now 24-21 with the extra point per try, which is going to be ultra critical. And they've not been able to get one all day. Let's see what happens. The Rock has to compose themselves quickly. Here's the extra point try. Here's the snap. It's a high one. And the kick is good. 25-21. Disaster has struck after the Rock picked off a Bryson Messina pass, looking to end the game with a minute left. Fumble the ball in the end zone. A fumbled snap. Shippensburg recovers it. And now they lead 25-21 with 56 seconds remaining.
Bob, I'm going to go back to our conversation in the car yesterday. Why can you not run your quarterback under center? I mean, late in the game, you're 2 yards out. If he can go under center, he can kneel it.
Yeah.
And there's no problem. But they don't even have it in the playbook. It's not even an option. Like, that's, to me, that's mind-boggling that you can't have a QB kneel from under center in your playbook.
It's crazy. And, you know, if they can't find a way in 56 seconds here to pull this out, this is going to be a loss in the way you lose it that's going to linger.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, Kadir Roberts comes out and makes one of the biggest plays of his career. And an interception right there at the two-yard line, keeping Shippensburg out of the end zone. And then you, because you can't go under center, you hand them a bad snap touchdown.
Well, everything that has happened in this game so far, you could probably start going down the list of anything that could possibly happen in a game. And it's not done yet. So let's hang in there for a moment. We've got a kickoff to have yet. And we've got some guys back there that are dangerous. Eric Lever-Williams, Jermaine Wynn. Let's see if they even kick it near them. So here we go. With David Shank out there to kick the ball away. He'll be kicking into the wind, or I should say with the wind. It's shifted around the opposite direction now, and it's a squib, and it's going to go out of bounds. And this is going to benefit the Rock nicely, but it's not going to be a returnable ball.
Still, though, we'll take the great starting field position. We'll bring it out there. All right, so 56 seconds. You've got some time to do some damage here. Wind really picking up. I mean, I'm starting to hear it in the headset here in our microphones, so... You're going to be throwing into the wind, but you got 56 seconds and you have one timeout remaining.
35-yard line is where they will spot the ball after the penalty against Shippensburg for kicking the ball out of bounds on the kickoff. The crowd is loud. The Rock contingent on the far side on their feet. And Taylor King will bring the Rock offense back out onto the field. They'll have Austin Scott on the near side alone. Trip receivers will be up top. Henry Litwin, Mike Merhot, and Jermaine Wynn. It will be in the backfield, Jakar Berry along with Taylor King. Here's King. He dumps it off to Berry. Berry gets out of bounds after a 5-yard pickup.
Yep, good play. Getting out of bounds, getting some positive yardage. I like that pickup there on first down.
Actually, they mark it at the 39. It'll be a 4-yard grab. Clock stops, 50 seconds remaining. The Rock will have to score a touchdown in order to win the game. It's 25-21 Shippensburg. Taylor King takes the snap, drops back, has a lot of time, dumps it off again. It's Jakar Berry. Get out of bounds. He stopped, got the first down, and then kind of stood there a moment.
Well, no, they have him marked back here at the 39.
Saying he stepped out of bounds at the 39, which would be a yard short. And I'm not sure what Jakar was thinking there. 5-yard grab.
Wow, it looks like he had plenty of distance for the first down, but when he was doing that little shimmy, he must have stepped out of bounds.
So the clock now to 43. Third and one. Need a yard for sure. King dumps it across in the backside of his intended receiver. It's almost picked off. He was trying to get Jermaine Wynn on the near... on the crossing route across the middle, and he threw it behind him. It was almost picked off. Now it's fourth down. Clock stops at 39 seconds. That critical error by Jakar Berry going to really, really present itself now in this series. Here comes King. He's in the shotgun. Double receivers each side. Here's the snap. He looks. He throws. Man breaking. And it's Henry Litwin with the grab. No,
Merhot.
That's Mike Merhot,
yep,
with the grab. He goes out of bounds at the 49, gets the first down.
Yeah, nice strong throw again by King, just delivering a strike on that out. Almost spotted at the 49-yard line. Again, on the play, brings up first
and 10. So they convert the fourth down. Now, here's the snap. Cross the middle. It's caught. Pulled in by Austin Scott. He's inside the 30.
Warrior timeout.
He's down. Right at the 30, and they call a timeout.
They're going to
run it up. Clock turning. Under 26 seconds as they spot the ball. Down to 24. They're going to do the snap. Now he's up under center and takes the snap and down to the play. Wow. Incomplete, and that stops the clock. Obviously
he knows how to be under center to...
Wow.
To clock it.
Wow.
Why can't he be under center
to
kneel it?
This is just a crazy, crazy game here in Shippensburg, folks. 22 seconds remain. Second and 10. Ball at the 30-yard line of the Red Raiders. The Rock on the move. They need a touchdown. Austin, or Taylor back, drops, throws to the end zone. Almost picked off. He wanted Henry Litwin, who was breaking inside, and it just took a little too long to develop, and it really kind of red flagged the play.
And he threw that ball from his back foot, too. He needs to step into that one and deliver a stronger throw, fading away from that one as he delivered it.
Third down and 10, 16 seconds remains. What a wild game today in Shippensburg. We didn't expect anything less, though. So here we go. And a lot of confusion coming in.
Oh, they're waiting for the ball to come back.
Oh, okay. I finally got the ball spotted. I don't know. It went to lunch or something, and now it's brought back. 30-yard line, 16 seconds remain, third down. Now we've got another ball being brought in. Guess that one got wet with all the rain that happened this morning. This. Hey. Well, how can it be this difficult to spot a ball? Well, the Rock's finally ready. Any kind of tempo is destroyed. Here's the snap. King drops back, throws, has a man wide open. It's Litwin, and the ball is knocked away. Picked off. It was picked off. It was picked off. Looks like he was going to knock it away, and he pulled it in. And a big game-saving play for the Red Raiders. And John Chaney III, who picks off Taylor King's pass and is going to end the game 9 seconds remaining. And Shippensburg going to come away with a 25-21 victory.
You know, you still had a timeout in your pocket. Why are they going for the end zone on those back-to-back plays? You still had time to work the middle of the field and chip away at it. You know, from 30 yards out with a timeout, you didn't have to go for the end zone. You still had time to try to work your way into the end zone. But, man, they were trying for the big splash play.
Well, not going to go the way of the green and white today. As, well, we knew coming in, this is an incredibly difficult place to play. And the crowd is loud, just like it is at Mahalik Thompson Stadium here at Seth Grove Stadium. And a miscue is going to cost the Rock today. And there's the last snap of the day. That'll wind the clock down.
Slipper Rock called a timeout.
No, Slipper Rock called a quick timeout. So the clock moved to 6.2 seconds. So the Rock not going to give up just yet.
Well, hey, I mean, a bad snap doomed Slipper Rock down here. So, yeah. Hey, you call your timeout.
Make them
snack it. Yeah, maybe something happens.
Just crazy, though, that we just saw him go up under center, and we couldn't do that down here to end the game. Because legitimately, the Rock could have ended the game, and were unable to do so. Although, an extra timeout apparently had been rolled back.
Yep.
So we'll snap it again. Victory formation for Shippensburg.
There it is.
And there it is. And we're out of timeouts. And that's going to be the game. There it goes to zero. And the final score, Shippensburg 25, Slippery Rock 21. We'll be back to recap the day coming up in a moment on the Rock Station 97.7.
On a clean, dependable pre-owned car, then head to Honda North. Browse over 7,000 pictures of our used car inventory easily at HondaNorth.net. Every pre-owned car undergoes a 182-point inspection and comes with free Carfax report. And buying from Honda North comes with benefits, free PA state inspections, free service loader cars. And at Honda North, every fifth oil change is free. Buying a pre-owned car is a big deal. At Honda North, we'll help you find the right car for you. Honda North, more cars, lower prices. Just try us.
Attorney General number PA4619.
Oh my goodness! Sir, are you all right?
Schneider's 1 hour at your service.
Mike!
He just passed out!
Michael!
Mr. Schneider?
You're on a job!
I made it?
The catapult worked!
And I got here on time?
You did!
I think I did something to my back.
That's what I call Schneider's commitment, Mike!
It hurts!
It does hurt sometimes, but that's why we make that sacrifice.
So others don't have to?
That's right.
It's Sunday! You didn't have to catapult yourself.
It's our pleasure, Mrs. Coleman.
Just lead us to the thermostat.
And we'll get you comfort in no time.
283-8525.
Schneider's 1 hour. On time, day or night.
283-8525.
Radio is America's number one mass reach medium. Yes, you heard that correctly. More people listen to the radio on an average weekly basis than watch TV or search the internet. And there's a reason why. We play your favorite songs, we have your favorite DJs, and we also cover local news, sports, and weather, always live and always on time. So if 93% of Americans are listening to radio, wouldn't it make sense for your business to be there too? Wow. At the Butler Radio Network, you get what you won't get at other places. Better service that offers a tangible result on your investment. Local music, local news, local DJs, and local businesses make local radio. So while all the big market stations focus group their music and overanalyze the market, we're doing radio the way it was meant to be. The Butler Radio Network takes pride in what we do. We care about where we work, we care about who listens, and we care about our local businesses. To learn more, call 724-283-1500 or visit butlerradio.com and click on the advertising page. I'm Tyler Friel, and I love what we do.
You're listening to Rock Football on the Rock Station, 97.7.
And we are back at Seth Groves Stadium in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, where Shippensburg has come away with a 25-21 victory over the Rock in a wild affair here this afternoon. The game started out with some light rain. Throughout much of the morning it rained, but then things settled down as the game got underway. But then the bizarreness began after the teams exchanged three and outs and punts. Actually, Eric Glover-Williams fumbled a punt from Shippensburg on after the second series, but then the Rock turned around and a Kyle Hall interception gave the ball back to the Rock. They would then put together a nine-play drive that resulted in a punt, and Shippensburg had an opportunity to hit pay dirt first. They put together an 11-play drive that looked like it was going to go into the end zone when, maybe because of the wet weather, the ball was fumbled forward into Tristan McDonald's hands. He ran it back 97 yards for a touchdown in an early first quarter, 7-0 lead for the Rock. Shippensburg, on their next drive, put together a 10-play drive that then resulted in a 35-yard field goal being blocked. The Rock, later in the second quarter, would miss a 45-yard field goal, and the game remained 7-0. Then Shippensburg put together a short drive after picking off a Andrew Kestner ball deep into Rock territory, and Gonterik would catch a pass from Yacina for a touchdown. The missed extra point, though, kept the Rock in the lead, 7-6. The Rock then on the next drive would miss a 51-yard field goal, so we would end the first half still at 7-6. In that first half, two interceptions, two fumbles for both teams, and the Rock would miss two field goals. Shippensburg would miss two extra points. After the start of the second half, they exchanged punts again, and then Shippensburg put together a drive that resulted in a touchdown that featured Luke Durkin capping a drive of seven plays for 58 yards with a one-yard touchdown rush, but the extra point was again blocked, so it remains 12-7. Jakarr Berry, though, would put the Rock back up in the lead, 14-12, with a two-yard touchdown run, capping a seven-play drive for the Rock. This time the extra point was good. It was 14-12. It would remain that way deep into the fourth quarter when Shippensburg would hit Bryson Musina, hitting Charles Hedden on a 33-yard touchdown pass, and that would put the Red Raiders back up 18-14. But very quickly, the Rock would put together a big play drive, including a 62-yard touchdown pass. Taylor King to Henry Litwin puts the Rock back up 21-18. And, with a minute to go, Kadir Roberts picks off a Musina pass. It looked like it was going to be the Rock's game to win with a minute to go, but a bad snap in the end zone was recovered by the Red Raiders for a touchdown, and they would later pick off a Rock pass and close out the game 25-21. Richard Nace, the fumble recovery in the end zone, the difference in the game, and the extra point of David Shank was good. So a dramatic comeback and then failure at the end to close out the game. And Shippensburg comes away with a 25-21 victory.
You know, this is going to be a game that, you know, as a team, you're going to be tested this week. You know, there's going to be some frustrated players. And I'm sure right now there's some guys who maybe want to point the finger. But at the end of the day, it's the total team game. And, you know, you can't just pinpoint to one play down there at the end zone. You know, like this was a full 60 minutes that got us to this point. So this is going to test these guys as far as their brotherhood, you know, how well they can stand by each other and, you know, just face through a tough week of practice. Obviously, this is a very frustrating game to lose the way you lost it, but, you know, you got to get over it. And now, you know, the priority has to be Millersville. And the only way you can do that and focus on Millersville is to do it together and do it as a team and stay focused on that goal.
Yeah, and how much the injuries play into this, because you saw a lot of guys get nicked up.
Yeah, Wes Hills, Andrew Kester. I did not see Carnell Harley on the field for the last two drives. Okay. As well as I saw Wilford Clark get a cart to take him over towards the locker room. So, we got to get some updates throughout the week on them and just keep tabs on the severity of those injuries.
And that hurts. Some key injuries to some key guys. And, of course, response. I mean, you know, the Rock lost their quarterback and their starting running back in the first half, and yet were able to soldier into the game and retake a lead. And Taylor King coming into the game. 20 of 29, 335 yards in his first appearance. He had a touchdown but had the two interceptions. And the critical situation was the ball. And there were some issues throughout the day that we were commenting on high snaps. And unfortunately, at the wrong time, It really came to reality that things were not good in that scenario, in that department.
But, you know, I mean, there's so much to look back on this game. You know, all of the kicking woes, the two back-to-back drives down into the red zone that came away with no touchdowns for Slippery Rock. You know, it's just there's so much that happened throughout the 60 minutes. It was an exhausting game, but I mean, it was a fun game. I mean, as far as college football, this was great entertainment. But yeah, it's just you know, that's why I'm saying you can't just look at this high snap and say, well, that's how they lost the game. It's like, well, there was a lot that happened before that high snap that even got them to that point of why it was that close. So, you know, I really feel like Slippery Rock overall was the better team today. I think they played the better football for the most part of that game. But, you know, when it came down to it, a couple of crunch times in the red zone or late in the game, they couldn't cap it off.
Seven different receivers found by the Rock passing game today. They were led by Carnell Harley, who had his best game as a Rock member. Seven catches, 137 yards. Henry Litwin, seven catches, 133 yards. Austin Scott had seven catches for 80 yards. And Jakar Berry had five catches out of the backfield for 50. A lot of those down the stretch when they were trying to hold on to some clock and move the ball down the field to get back in the game. Berry ended up 19 attempts for 57 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Wes Hills made only two attempts and 5 yards, and one of those attempts is when he got it hit very hard up high, and apparently that's where he may have sustained that shoulder injury. We don't know. That's just our guess at this particular point. But you see a lot of good out of it, but boy, you'd have never thought coming into this game, and we talked about it pregame, Glenn, saying that it could be special teams today that would be the deciding factor. We felt the Raiders struggled last week with their kicking game, and maybe we could exploit that, and it turns around that it was the Rock kicking game that really was the ultimate failure today.
Well, you know, I think we spent a lot of time talking about, too, you know, today would be a really good gauge of how good this Slippery Rock team is. And, you know, I feel really good about this team because that's a great Shippensburg football team right there. And Slippery Rock could have and should have won the game. So it, as far as the talent and the capabilities of this Slippery Rock unit, I feel good after this game. Sure, the you know, the scoreboard shows four more points for the opponent, but you know, as far as that gauge of what we were looking to learn about this Rock football team, I think we learned a lot, and I think it's all positive.
And now you can put all of that together and say, okay, progressing forward, they're going to be a competitive football team,
right?
Even with some of the backups that are showing that they can handle everything. The real test is what you hit right out of the gate, and that is how do they bounce back from this? How do the coaching staff keep everybody together and on the same page and on the same thought process? Because this one's going to sting. Now the good news is you're going to be on the road again next week, so that brotherhood gets to stay together on a road trip.
Right.
Sometimes that's a good thing. And you have a team that you should go down and take care of in Millersville, who have struggled mightily out of the gate in their first two games so far this year. But, again, it's a test, and We'll see how the Rock green and white handle it.
Yeah, like I said, first thing I said in the post game here, I just think this week is going to be a big test of character for these guys. I mean, that's a tough loss. I expect a spirited week at practice. There's going to be some frustrations that are going to be let out by these guys, and that's okay. All you can do is just get better, learn from this experience, and take care of business against Millersville next Saturday.
Well, you're going to find out there's a real reason why teams name captains, and
yes.
This is going to be up for the
right.
captains and the senior leadership to really step forward and make a difference this week and get the team rallied back together.
Absolutely.
So, again, the final score 25-21 here from Seth Grove Stadium, Shippensburg University. I'm Bob Kupp, along with Glenn Thompson. Our thanks to Justin Glagola back at the studio, and as always, to Director of Athletic Communications John Holtz and his entire staff for all the great work that they do in helping us prepare to bring you each and every one of these games. Next week, it's a 4 o'clock kickoff at Millersville University. We will be there. The Coach Sean Lutz Show will kick things off at 3:30 in the afternoon. For now, I'm out the door with a 25-21 loss here at Shippensburg, and we will talk to you again next week on The Rock Station, 97.7 for Rock Football.
Slippery Rock University football has been presented by
the law
firm of Dillon, McCandless, and King, Butler Agway, Slippery Rock True Value, Share Roofing and Construction, Lutz Automotive, Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, Honda North, Next Tier Bank, and Valvoline Express Care of Grove City. Slippery Rock University football has been a live sports presentation of the Butler Radio Network, the Rock Station 97.7, and Slippery Rock University Athletics.